Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 126. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. Today, it's Book Inside Friday, and we're delving into The Private Investigator Part 2. And I'm going to say that this was a tough one to write. And this was another case of a young black man being killed by police officers. And I made this book more interesting to where Gary and Joe struggled to solve this case. And, you know, this book was written in a more emotional light because, well, Gary has a son. And this is a case that affects Gary more, and I wanted to bring that out. And this was a crucial part of writing this book. You know, it's thinking about, well, I have a child and this could happen to him. And I was a police officer and this happened, you know, on my watch. And I will say that it's hard to write the content that I do, but this happens in society. This does happen in the world. And writing a book where a police officer and or a police department goes out of their way to cover up certain cases, that happens often too. Especially when a young man is killed at the hands of police officers. So what I will say is when you read this book, you'll feel it for sure. And the goal is to make you think of a potential family member that it could happen to. I mean, it could happen to me. It could happen to anyone in the world. And I want you guys to think about how many cases happen like this that go unnoticed or you don't see it on the national news media coverage. And I think that a lot of times what happens to us is, you know, we become desensitized to it sometimes, and it happens in the world, and we look at it and we go, okay, like this happened to someone, it happened to a family, and they're struggling, and you know, they feel out of sorts, and they're emotional, and they're sad, and they're going through all these things. And then, like, after a few weeks of it being covered on the news, it becomes an out-of-sight, out-of-mind part of it. And I think that's the reason why I wanted to write, you know, a, like, full-on case, you know, that deals with this. So there can be a full understanding of, okay, this is really happening. And it could be happening right now as I record this podcast. Who knows? But the national news coverage is only going to give you what they want. They're going to, you know, craft the storyline the way they want it. They're going to make, you know, the victim look like a bad person. And, you know, it's all these things that play a role into what makes news and what doesn't. And, you know, when you watch the news, a lot of it is fear-based to kind of, you know, keep you in a certain mindset and, you know, a certain persona, whatever the case is. So writing this book was important in, you know, a lot of ways. It was uncomfortable for me to write it too, because, you know, as a, you know, half black man in America, you know, I'm writing it as in this could happen to me too, you know? And I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of, you know, situations and cases that, you know, I've seen on the national news and things that I've read about and things of that nature. And, you know, I just kind of want to put you guys on notice that if you guys recall Sean Bell and Amadou Diallo, those cases, those happened in the place that I'm from. I'm from New York City. The Sean Bell situation happened a few miles from where I used to live. Amadou Diallo and Sean Bell, they were killed in areas that I'm familiar with. Eric Gardner, he was killed in an area that I'm familiar with also. So when I'm writing this book, I'm writing it in a mindset of, like, I know these neighborhoods. I've been in those neighborhoods. Like, I've, you know, these are, this is reality for me. So, you know, for Gary and Joe to be immersed in a case, and it's a fictional story, but it's based on reality of what I'm seeing in the world, right? So I'm seeing it, news coverage, and, you know, but Sean Bell and Amadou Diallo happened when I was younger. In my mind, you know, when I'm looking at that, I'm young and I'm not fully processing it in a mindset of what's really going on in this world. But then when you get older and you start really seeing the world for what it is, then you go, oh, and then the light bulb goes off. And then you start thinking to yourself, well, yeah, I do need to write this content. And this is not to say, like, you know, all police officers are bad and all police departments are corrupt and all that stuff. But you have to start asking a lot of questions. And that's the thing. When you have a lot of questions and you don't have enough answers, well, and there was a, there was a social media post of a former police officer, and he goes into, like, a lot of details of what it's like, you know, going through the academy and being a police officer and a lot of the wrongful things that go on and, you know, the bad things that go on and things of that nature. Maybe I will read that one day. I will have to dig into my phone and try to find it, because I know it's still in my phone and it's saved, you know, somewhere. And I will share it. And it is posted on, I think, Medium. But I'll see. I'll see if I share that one day. And when I do, you'll get a full understanding of it, of what goes on in certain police departments or across the country and potentially across the world. But I'll say in this country, since the United States of America is what I know. What I'm trying to say is that I write these books with a purpose and a reason. And if I have never said that, and this is the first time you're hearing it, well, yeah. But I'm quite sure I've said it in previous podcasts. I just don't remember exactly which ones because, well, I'm at podcast 126 as you're listening to it. So the most podcasts I've ever done is 131. And that was a few years ago when I was talking about a whole lot of world things that are going on. So I will surpass that sooner than later, God willing. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, these books, you know, I want to have impact and I want these stories to be long lasting. And hopefully I accomplish that. So I hope you guys do take the time to really look into this case, because this book was important to me. And it's allowed me to grow as an author and as a writer, and I enjoy, you know, growing and thinking of new ways to write content and to challenge myself. So this is my journey. This is how I write these books. This is why I do it. And this is my purpose and passion. And it's all about perseverance for me. So, with that said, guys, that's my podcast for today. And I really thank you guys for listening to my podcast consistently every week. I always have new and innovative ways to talk about my writing journey, motivating and inspiring others, and continually sharing what's going on in my mind. So, have a good weekend, guys. Be good, everyone. and go accomplish your goals.